With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Brett Easton Ellis is a member of the 1986 graduating class of Bennington College in Vermont. But it was in his freshman year, when he was just 20, that he wrote a sometimes shocking novel called Less Than Zero. It focused on the disaffected youth of Southern California, their preoccupation with drugs and casual sex, and their lack of goals or achievement.
It is a novel. It is a bit of an exaggeration. It is fiction. Hopefully it's not meant to be representative of young people throughout the United States.
Brett Easton Ellis says his classmates at Bennington took the novel in stride.
I think they are, and which is sort of good, which is, I think, how it should be.
If anything, Ellis says, most people, including his parents, were surprised that the book took off the way it did and became a critical success.
I think they were more shocked because I had actually gotten a book published than anything, you know, the contents.
Brett Easton Ellis wrote the first draft of Less Than Zero over his winter break at Bennington, when students were expected to go into the real world and find jobs that corresponded with their majors.
Since I was a creative writing major, I decided to take those 3 months and try to write a first draft of a novel, and that's what I did my freshman year.
But writing wasn't anything new for young Brett Easton Ellis. He had been turning out stories and poems since his elementary school days in Sherman Oaks, California.
It's not something that just suddenly came to me when I went to college and I said, oh, well, I want to, you know, write a novel and give it a shot. I'd actually written a couple of other novels while I was in high school, one which is fairly similar to the final draft of Less Than Zero.
Brett Easton Ellis is at work on a second novel. Less Than Zero, originally published by Simon & Schuster, is now a Penguin paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
I think it's pretty much impossible to grow up in the United States and not come into some sort of contact with drugs.
That's Brett Easton Ellis, 1986 graduate of Bennington College in Vermont. He began work on his novel Less Than Zero when he was a freshman, and Simon & Schuster published it when he was just 21. Less Than Zero earned respectful reviews. It's a grim account of well-to-do college-age people in Southern California whose idleness and use of drugs is nothing less than disturbing.
The kids who read this book and who I've heard from weren't shocked at all by the drugs. People older than, say, 25, were really shocked by the heavy drug usage that goes on in the book. I think it's pretty hard to write about any group of young people in the United States, no matter what their social background or economic background is, and not have drugs play a part in it.
Brett Easton Ellis says, however, that drugs are so much a way of life that at Bennington, where he was a student for 4 years, they are now taken for granted.
Since they've sort of lost their appeal, they've sort of lost their significance also. They're just an almost involuntary part of a young person's social life.
Brett Easton Ellis says Less Than Zero is both a warning and an indictment, and he believes that his novel captured a lot of attention because it is one of the first books to describe accurately the generation of the 1980s.
They might have all the trappings of, you know, wealth and glamour and status symbols and all these, you know, empty sort of emblems they have, which I think a whole generation is hungry for. I think there is this generation out there who do tend to look at California, more specifically Los Angeles, as, you know, youth-quaking and trend-setting.
Less Than Zero by Brett Easton Ellis is a precocious effort by a young man who has settled on writing as a career. Penguin has issued it as a paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.